Nomad, Memoirs of an Irish Sailor, Soldier, Pearl Fisher, Pirate, Gunrunner, Rum Runner, Rebel, and Antarctic Explorer by Charles John McGuinness, with 11 illustrations in a separate video file. Methuen & Company Limited, 36 Essex Street, Strand, London. First published in 1934. Printed in Great Britain. Preface. McGuinness, why don't you write a book about your experiences? I've heard that query a dozen times or more, spoken in a variety of languages ranging from Gaelic to Chinese. My answer became a set formula. I haven't the time, even if I could write. Besides, I value freedom. However, in the summer of 1931, when I abandoned run-rumming in the United States as a means of combining lucrative employment with excitement, I hearkened to the advice of a friend. Mac, he said, you're going to Soviet Russia. You may never come back. Why not avail of yourself of the couple of months' grace before leaving to jot down a chronological record of your life? Thus, in New York City, in an apartment on Riverside Drive overlooking the Hudson, I gathered together all the documents I possessed. Seafaring discharges, certificates, criminal charge sheets, letters, photos, postcards, and innumerable newspaper clippings. With these authentic reminders, I found no difficulty in retracing the path back to my earliest recollection of boyhood. During the time I wrote and completed the first rough draft of the manuscript, I was negotiating a passage to Moscow. This precluded the incentive to write for money. I was going to a land where such was taboo. At least I thought so in 1931. In this respect alone, this autobiography had an original beginning. 2 years in the Soviet Union, however, convinced me that no matter what the system may be called, money is highly essential. I could have escaped much privation had I been less idealistic. Gullible is a better word. Luckily, this disturbing truth came too late to affect my humble literary efforts. As the book was written, so it must be published. An account of personal adventure unembellished with imaginary heroics or highly coloured descriptions of the mediocre. The condemning feature, I realise, is that perhaps too much is condensed into too small space. But a sailor is accustomed by profession, and more often through necessity, to abbreviate when chronicling major happenings. An entry in the ship's log calls for no scholastic training. A gale of wind, a hurricane, a typhoon is brought down to a cipher on the Beaufort scale, and as such officially recorded. A mountainous sea that looked like the end of the world is entered. 5 bells, shipped extra heavy sea, starboard lifeboat and hen coop washed overboard. All hands on deck securing port lifeboat and gig. Ship awash and labouring heavily. There are some who may criticise my flouting law and order. I offer no alibis, apologies or excuses. Anything I have done has been to satisfy curiosity or the urge for change, but mostly for the thrill of doing something unusual. I've been labelled soldier of fortune and adventurer. The latter is possibly true, but I have yet to fight for remuneration. I quit the service of Britain during the war because she was winning. I fought in Ireland for the reason that there was no earthly hope of winning. I went to China to help the harassed forces of Chiang Kai-shek. When he became warlord and an ally of the great powers, I returned to America. My service with Admiral Byrd was voluntary. I became a rum runner more out of curiosity than for gain. The world condemnation of the Soviet Union and the wall of hostility thrown around it made me determined to find out for myself the truth about actual conditions. The greater part of my service was north of the Arctic Circle under the most primitive conditions. A winter in latitude 70 degrees north, in summer underwear, most of my clothing having been stolen while absent on the work of building up socialism, would hardly recommend itself to the average author who gives his impressions of Soviet Russia in the mass production style. It has not been possible, however, to deal with my Russian experiences in this book. I may write about them in a later volume. In omitting a hunt for buried treasure, or the rescue of a beautiful maiden in distress who turns out to be an heiress or a princess, I may be unorthodox. In the former case, the treasure I know of still remains to be salved, but nothing could tempt me to cut through malaria-infested jungles for the sake of gold. And as to the latter and romantic omission, I must truthfully state that any distressful maiden who crossed my path attributed to the writer a goodly portion of the distress. One point I wish to keep before the reader. This book is written primarily by a sailor. The absence of fine phraseology comes from the fact that I never use any. As you are readers, so are ye judges. Be merciful. Signed, C.J. McGuinness, Dublin, March 17th, 1934.